From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman at New York State of Politics reports that State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli said lawmakers and Governor Kathy Hochul must approve a new state budget or approve a 6th temporary extension of state spending by May 2nd. The budget was due April 1st, but lawmakers have passed 5 deadline extensions so far while negotiations continue. This budget is already the latest spending plan in more than a decade. The reason the budget is late is that it has become far more than just an accounting of spending and is instead full of all sorts of policy issues. Policies on housing, bail reform, charter schools, cannabis, and the minimum wage should be worked out in the legislature and passed as separate bills, but Hochul has more negotiating power with those issues in the budget. Ken Gerarden, a fellow at the Empire Center for Public Policy, said lawmakers should not vote on those issues in the budget. He said, and I quote, "They don't have to vote on any of the Article 7 language that the governor has sent," end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. CNN reports that House Republicans on April 26 voted for a bill to increase the federal debt limit, but it comes with all sorts of budget cuts that mean it will not pass in the Senate. Representative Kelly Armstrong of North Dakota admitted the theatricality of the vote, saying, and I quote, "This is the first conversation. The next conversation is what comes next, and we know that this is part of the negotiation," end quote. Locally, Republicans Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik voted for the bill, while Democrats Pat Ryan and Paul Tonko voted against. Ryan complained on the House floor that the measure would cut funding for all discretionary programs, including Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, Meals on Wheels, Head Start, and the State Opioid Response Program, and the Department of Veterans Affairs. Ryan said, and I quote, "In New York alone, my home state, it threatens food assistance for 54,000 people and cuts preschool and child care for 17,000 kids. It puts at risk Meals on Wheels for over 1 million seniors nationwide and would cut $30 billion in support to our veterans," end quote. Read more about this story at the CNN website. Nancy Kern reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County Tourism Director Patty Austin says tourism spending is up 44.2% in 2021, and compared to 2019, it was up 122.6%. Austin said, and I quote, "After COVID, we found that everybody just wanted wide open spaces. Because of COVID, the family institution is going strong again. People learn to live with each other, to get along with each other, and appreciate their families. Also, our hipsters want the experiential stay. They're looking for glamping," end quote. Mountain Keeper Program Director Catherine Nadeau said the number of Catskill Park visitors more than doubled from 2018 to 2021. Austin said Greene County is no longer marketing itself as Greene County, but as, and I quote, "the Catskills," end quote, in a new travel guide. Austin also said, and I quote, "Cairo is coming back. East Durham is thriving. Resorts are booming. On Main Street in Catskill, 4 new businesses have just opened. The department will also run video campaigns on social media platforms such as TikTok and Instagram. The marketing plan is called," and I quote, "It happens here," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Governor Kathy Hochul announced April 25th $42 million in grants for small and mid-sized capital projects for nonprofit arts and cultural organizations, including many local winners. Greene County grant recipients include a roof replacement for the Beetle Powers Place in Catskill and a low ambient heat pump system for Wave Farm in Acre. Wave Farm is a WGXC parent organization. Across the Hudson River, the Columbia County Historical Society is getting money for a new boiler. The Hudson Opera House is getting funds for blackout curtains and a tracking system. Kites Nest is receiving money for their new campus facility construction. PS21 will get retractable risers and rainwater redemption system paid for. The Flowchart Foundation will install an ADA-compliant bathroom, and the Mack Hayden Theater will get a new air conditioning system. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.